The revised law demands that opposition parties collect 10,000 signatures from citizens to be able to register. This is up from 1,500 under the new law. Parties in the regional areas will need 4,000 signatures, up from 750. The law forbids civil servants from running for office, demanding that they vacate their positions if they decide to. The opposition parties have termed the new law as non-inclusive. 57 political parties had put in recommendations during consultation, but now they say the government hasn't factored in their ideas. The ruling party in Ethiopia holds all the seats in parliament. When he came to power in April 2018, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promised democratic national elections in 2020. I'm Koleta Njohi in Addis Ababa.